the most expensive answer you should know.
This is AdMissions with Charlie Mojer, advertising and marketing advice for business owners.
Buying signals come in varying sizes and weights. The most obvious of them, aside from when a customer reaches for their wallet, is when they ask, how much is it? Whether the sale is won or lost in this moment of truth rests on the readiness of your reply. I found myself on the customer end of an almost buying experience like that last week, one that went south after I asked, how much to mulch my yard? A 7-man crew toiled in a neighbor's yard last Saturday. Flower beds only, read their hand-lettered sign. Aside from cleaning gutters, there's no chore I like less than tending flower beds. My interest compounded each time I passed the crew while running my errands. Curiosity got the best of me on the 7th pass. I stopped and offered my buying signal. How much to mulch my yard? John, the man running the job, gave an all too typical answer. That depends, he said, before launching into a list of considerations, conditions, and variables. With every word, he cultivated uncertainty until my need to leave reached full bloom. Nodding politely, I said thanks and left. Sale lost. How much has one answer? Correct answers advance a sale. Wrong ones detour around it. When a customer asks, how much? They're on the go-ahead side of deciding to buy. So help them go the distance. Tell them how much. But don't stop there. The right answer is price followed seamlessly by reasons that build value in the customer's mind. Price is not a punchline. Quite the contrary. It's the most potent qualifier you have. Put it up front. Scare off the time wasters. Cold? Maybe. But how much is your time worth? Mulch is $14 a foot, plus $25 an hour for installation. We use freshly ground mulch, no dyes, no fillers. It's enhanced with magic juju beans that fell from the sky. Your house will win Lawn of the Month all year. You'll get that promotion. Your kids will admire you. Now, how many beds do you have? Had John said anything even close to that, they'd be working at my house by now. But he didn't. Doubt douses persuasion's fire. Unanswered how much creates loopholes. They plant doubt by telling customers you either don't know what you're talking about or don't believe in your product. Building value, on the other hand, leverages their desire, stokes the fire, and moves you toward the sale. There are 5 ways you can win when asked how much. 1. Put price up front. This mulch is $14 a foot. Bridge to value. Because our mulch is freshly ground, your plants will invoke testimonials. The Smiths, 2 houses up, hire us every year. Take it away, a little. There's cheaper mulch out there, sure, and if that'll do for your yard, we may not be a fit for you. Then get them involved. How many beds do you have? Get to know your how much. Success demands drill. Find someone you trust. Practice your how much out loud. Repeat it until it rolls off your tongue as naturally as your own name. Then get prepared to explain why you're making so many sales. My beds, by the way, got the mulch they needed. Our lawn guy answered my how much with a number and built value. He got my business because he knew his number. What's yours? I'm Charlie Mojer.
Thank you for listening to AdMissions, advertising and marketing advice. Get Charlie's email updates automatically. Subscribe now to AdMissions, because it's only a good ad if it completes your mission.